The next patient is Ronnie Marshall. The last name is M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L. This is the clinical case of a 41-year-old male. That is following the office because of a kidney transplant. The kidney transplant was done in the Gulf Coast Transplant Center in Fort Myers in 2005. It's a cadaveric kidney transplant, no episodes of rejection. He is feeling well. He has lost 5 pounds. In the current laboratory workup that was done on January the 5th of 2024, the BK virus in urine was negative. The CBC was completely negative. The patient doesn't have any evidence of anemia, neutropenia, or thrombocytopenia. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 1.4. The BUN is 18, the estimated GFR is 64, the albumin is 4.5. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 36 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The urinalysis without any activity. Period. Following number hyperlipidemia that now is under control. The lipid profile shows that the cholesterol is 115, HDL is 30, LDL is 66, triglycerides 107. Following number arterial hypertension, the patient has the tendency to have diastolics that are very borderline, 137 over 88. I am going to switch the administration of losartan to irbesartan, 150 milligrams POBID. I'm going to ask the patient to continue to lose weight. He is not using salt, he's not drinking a lot of fluid. There is no evidence of edema in the lower extremities. Following number, the patient has hyperuricemia. The uric acid is 8.8, and we're going to start the patient on allopurinol 100 milligrams daily. Following number, erectile dysfunction that is most likely associated to the medications. The patient is encouraged to monitor the blood pressure on regular basis, and if he continues to notice the elevation of the diastolic blood pressure despite of the changes making in the prescription, he is encouraged to call the office and let us know. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The tacrolimus level was within therapeutic range, 6.9. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face. It was 25 minutes, the documentation, 9 minutes.